Hey, this is Eddie with Selling People Not a Process, and we're here in beautiful Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel at The Experience, which is a restoration and cleaning trade show. We're so excited. There's been a lot of new things and innovations that have come out in the restoration industry, or come out in general as far as emergency preparedness, but nothing has made me more excited than to introduce these guys. We are proud to be partners with them in being able to get this out on a broader scale. And this is Dan. He is with Pre-Plan Live. And if you want to prove that you care about your business, nothing will do more so than investing in something like this. This is the pinnacle of emergency preparedness planning, created by first responders for first responders. So Dan, if you will kind of give a little bit of your background and tell people why you started this.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Eddie, and thank Tier Level for inviting us out here to this experience. It's been quite the experience to have the restoration industry take to our product so well. The engagement has been nothing less than remarkable, and we're very excited to be part of it.
Yeah, I don't know that we could echo that anymore. I mean, very few things really get me, you know, excited about things that I've seen, the technology and things like this, but Pre-Plan Live is literally the most cutting-edge technology I've ever seen. And I know it's not just for the restoration industry. This is applicable across the board for any commercial application possible. And kind of tell them a little bit as to why. Why do they need this service?
Well, you need this service because we're all first responders. We have an ecosystem of preparedness and response that's critical to ensure good outcomes when crisis occurs. And that's really our mission, is to connect all the dots. Of course, the restoration industry is crucial in the recovery efforts, and also the pre-loss segment. And that's where we're really proud to really create that full circle of preparedness and response within the industry.
Well, I know right now you're really prevalent in the school systems. They are huge on wanting to take preventative measures for things like active shooter situations and being able to keep the kids safe. So kind of just briefly explain the technology and what it does and why it is such an integral part of keeping the facility and the students safe.
So what we've created is essentially a platform. It's a data aggregation platform that allows us to take different data sources that, generally speaking, are siloed. They're accessible, but to bring it into one contained package. So we have a virtual duress button that teachers, administrators, any stakeholder within the school district can carry with them should there be any type of crisis. It's one swipe action, and it immediately notifies all stakeholders that are responsible for the response to that event. So as the event unfolds, and not only the stakeholders within the schools are notified, but the first responders, and it really puts everybody on a common operating picture so that they can have full understanding of really all the building intelligence along with the emergency preparedness and response protocols that are established within the schools.
Yeah, I know that I got the opportunity. I was very blessed to be able to go up and actually see this in Detroit, which is where they're based out of. And then we got kind of put on the beta testing side to where we would get the alerts, and literally it was as instantaneous as it could possibly be. We all know that in an emergency situation, time is of the essence. And realistically, you know, from the first responders to be able to be involved with their community at that high of a level is invaluable. So, you know, where did that passion start for you? What was it that sparked that fire to see the need for something like this?
I have a very diverse background. I'm 23 years as a firefighter paramedic. I'm a SWAT team member in the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. That's one side of my life. My other side of life is as a nurse anesthetist, instrument rated pilot, and a rotorcraft helicopter pilot. So on one side, data drives decisions. There's meaningful data out there that's easily expressed, and the due diligence on whether I put somebody to sleep, for the anesthesia, or I'm getting into a helicopter or an airplane, I'm taking those data sets and driving my decisions on numerous items within those processes. Then I get to the first responder world where we're expected to act efficiently and without any data in front of us. And so, you know, just bringing that data sets to bear and allowing meaningful response that improves outcome.
Well, so say, for example, it seems to be the hot topic, and I hate it that it is, but let's take an active shooter situation currently. There's an active shooter situation in a school. You as a first responder, this is going to be the differentiator, because not only do you know the layout of the school and how to be able to respond appropriately, but kind of walk people through as a first responder why this data is so critical.
So the most important part is the initial messaging. So we're a mass notification dissemination platform, so we express this planning to all the stakeholders, as I expressed in previously. Then from there, depending on, you know, what your actual job function is, so if you're a school teacher, you have your emergency operations plans in front of you, and you can act efficiently as a first responder in that aspect of it. School administrators, they have actual real-time view of camera integration along with the policies and procedures. And then as a first responder, you have not only what I just described, but you have further in-depth enhanced situational awareness with things such as the Matterport technology, static imaging, communications portals, live camera integrations, et cetera. So we're really just bringing all these technologies to bear into one easy-to-use platform.
Yeah, and I can't agree more. It is very, very user-friendly, very simple to use. You know, one of the applications that I could see, you know, is, say, for example, in an active shooter situation, you have a blocked route. It allows them to do a three-dimensional walkthrough and possibly have an alternate escape route to avoid harm. It allows them to pinpoint where potentially the active shooter is through the camera integration, and then the mass notification system keeps all the stakeholders apprised of the situation to keep people safe. Having demoed this, I don't know that I could ever talk it up to its full potential. How would they go about finding out information about Preplan Live if they were interested?
Certainly, we have a website, preplanlive.com, Facebook page, LinkedIn. We're happy to speak to anybody about the process of implementing this within whether you're a restoration contractor, you're a first responder. We have opportunities for you, whether through an affiliate engagement or, you know, other types of arrangements. Very easy, seamless integrations for any individual who has interest, and we really appreciate it.
See, I think that's fantastic, and this is going to be a multi-part series. There's no way to do an all-encompassing podcast on just the amount of technology that's at your fingertips, the amount of information. I never believe that you can have too much information or too much education, and these guys are, again, they're on the cutting edge. They're passionate about safety within the community and keeping the first responders safe as well as the community safe. We want to thank Dan for coming out here, guys. It is really an invaluable It's just incredible. I mean, I can't say enough about it. So this will be a multi-part series to kind of break down everything that we can do and be able to get it, because personally, if you have a commercial property, every commercial property needs this system. So guys, thank you. Thank you, Dan, for coming out. He'll be back on the podcast again. It'll be a multi-part series. This is Eddie Green with Selling People, Not a Process, live from the Experience in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again soon.